Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
904 on ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Info line is going to be coming up at 9:30, so you want to jump in on that. Info line is where we give you the answers that you need. Any questions that you have in your life, we will answer them. And we'll answer them in such a way that it's soothing, it's comforting, but it's also extremely enlightening. And I think you'll see what we mean. If you've ever been part of Info line, we want you to jump on our phone lines and just keep firing away as we'll continue to answer your questions. So we'll do that at 9:30. Right now, so when we left, our friend Eric is co-hosting right now, as John Granato was in for 1 hour and then had to bail. And you're an actor. You told me this is in 2017. In 2017, on the off-script podcast that we were doing, you were telling us some stuff came out about Kevin Spacey. And you know, where he had initially got in trouble, and you told us, you were like, oh yeah, dude, I know people. I've got a friend who Kevin Spacey hit on at an event. And I watched this Kevin, and you told me everything that went down. He's like, hey, you want to come listen to this cool music? Or the guy said, oh, I've got a band and here's a CD. I'd like to go listen to them. Let's go to the car and I'll listen. And you told me his little sneaky, wily moves. And
you make him so creepy. I mean, like, he needs to be creepier, but like, you make him so creepy.
Yeah,
like,
but he's creepy in real life, though. Like, and I watched the Kevin Spacey documentary on, I think it was Netflix, or it's either HBO Max or Netflix. And oh my gosh, everything was straight out of the playbook you told me that your friend said. Like, he did this to multiple people. He did it to one of the security guys, one of the actors who played his personal, his security guard detail. He did it to one of those guys. He just reached down in the back of his pants and pulled the little 1-2 skidoo on him. And I thought, wait a minute, I've heard this story before.
Wait a minute. I can't believe, did Netflix do, or Hulu, did they do a documentary on all this?
Yes.
Such low-hanging fruit.
Oh,
I mean, that's just so easy.
Yeah, well, they talk about how, Kevin Spacey never, like...
Because, by the way, Kevin Spacey is a... awesome actor.
He's an incredible
swimming
actor.
Swimming with Sharks is like an absolute masterpiece. Like, I love that film. And he's so good in it. I mean, there are some films and roles that he's done that, like, I'm a huge Kevin Spacey fan as an actor.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know what I don't know if he's doing anything anymore.
No, dude, he just was on an interview where he said I think he's had to file for bankruptcy. He owes, because of his legal fees, owes a million.
Sure.
He can't find it. Like, he broke down. I don't know if this is actor Kevin Spacey or not, but he kind of broke down on this interview and oh yeah.
Yeah, well,
he can't find work anymore.
I mean, obviously. And it's tough when you go through what he went through. You can't just try to get a gig anywhere. You know what I mean?
Well, not in that industry.
I mean, in any industry. I mean, if you got in your Uber and it was Kevin Spacey and you were alone, wouldn't you be like,
ask him a bunch of questions.
Well, but you're a little bigger than Kevin.
I would say this. Like, remember that time you were, when you were on Glenn Gary, Glenn Ross, in
great movie,
you were, Do you remember that? Like, how cool is that to be with all those great actors? Wasn't that cool? You know, I do stuff like that. Like,
yeah, I hear you.
Non-threatening, but he'd be, oh, no, not a super fan. I was hoping.
Well, that, and I don't know that you're not really his type anyway.
So no, I don't think so. Okay. I'm more, yeah, more bear than, yeah. So, yeah. So I don't, yeah, I think he's
now,
I'm
not his type. Now, Snacks got in the Uber.
Yeah. Well, wait, no one said, thing. No one said he's minors. I don't think he's been accused of that yet. By the way, Snacks hurt his knee in jiu-jitsu. So, yeah, I think that.
Not moving real quick.
Nah, not real quick. So I may shoot in on him today and take him down to teach him a lesson.
I like that.
Not yeah. You gotta strike while the iron's hot. Did you have so? Were you saying so? Who are you saying is having TV success?
No, I'm gonna let you down here. It's not that. My point was going to be that, you know, much like a Brock Purdy situation, he got lucky to get drafted into the position that he got drafted in, and you know, if you look at some of the longest running network shows on television. I mean, the guys who play cops, even if you look at Mariska Hargitay, like, I mean, no disrespect to Mariska Hargitay, but like, she's not doing something that, you know, 1,000 other women could do. You know, so just luck plays a huge part of it, but she's been put into a situation in which she can succeed. Just like Jeremy Allen White in The Bear, just like so many actors and actresses who are put into situations, but you have to have that. You know, a movie set, a TV set, a production is a lot like a sports team or sports franchise. It takes so many moving parts to make it successful, and you kind of have to hit on the majority of those. Yeah, there you go. Give me that. I love that.
I can't believe this man is denigrating our special victims unit queen.
I know. I was a little bit. Yeah. It doesn't really sit well with me either. Like, that's the second time he's kind of taken a passer shot at Mariska Hargitay.
Can't believe it.
And it doesn't really sit great
with
me either.
Doesn't sit well with us, you know?
Yeah.
Coming
I mean,
home.
Some people say that's Phil
Mariska,
Jackson,
by the
though.
Way, was
some people
not...
say Phil Jackson. What about that? Phil Jackson happened to step into Michael Jordan. Then he got Kobe and Shaq. Like, Phil Jackson ran into some pretty good stuff too. Kobe, I mean, you know, do we bash Phil Jackson? No,
by
he's
the
Zen Master.
Mariska wasn't completely friendly with me when I was on that show.
Now
we see
where this is coming from.
Oh,
yeah. There might be some, you know.
What did you do to our queen?
Are you a Christopher Merlone fan? He seems like he'd be a guy you'd want to.
Not in Oz, he wasn't.
Well, he was a little rougher in Oz. Yeah.
What did you do to our queen?
No, I didn't do anything to her.
Was she just kind of big time you?
She could have possibly been rude without you doing something.
There was maybe a little big timing in there.
Yeah,
maybe a little big time.
Okay, and you said Denzel's done that before too, right? That he's known.
Yeah, I've never worked with Denzel.
That was a crusher for me.
I've never worked with Denzel personally, so I can't speak to that. But
you've heard it,
you know. But I've heard it. But he's also pretty damn good. I mean, by the way. I mean, you know, I've also heard a lot of stories about Verlander and how he, you know, treats some of the younger guys and the rest of the guys on the team. So, you know, there's certain guys that.
What are you doing to all the legends?
He's just coming after the legends. Although a friend of mine, McCool, bought a bottle of wine for the table for Justin Verlander after 17 when they won the, we saw him in at Real and we bought a, and he didn't even, like, the couple who was with him came over and said thank you. And Verlander and Upton just jetted out of there. Didn't even, not even a tip of the cap, nothing. Just got out of there, which I get it. You know, you don't want to end up signing a bunch of autographs or anything like that. But yeah, so that doesn't entirely, like, he's the same guy that,
he has to do baseball things at all times.
He has to do, I mean, keep it baseball. I'm speaking baseball here, but
you maybe
just could have said, hey, appreciate it, or thanks, bro, or give him a finger pistols, just, you know, anything.
He drinks a couple glasses. Let's play two. What do you mean? What does he have to do when he's playing? When he's outside of baseball? How many baseball?
Maybe things? A slap on the bum.
Yeah. What is he doing? Send a. What if he sent a thank you in like signs, like he's the third base coach?
Yes, I would know that's. Oh, that's, it's an acknowledgement. If he went ear, chin, ear, swipe across, left arm, ear. The indicator was the chin. And the swipe across the chest is thank you. Probably in sign language is my guess. I don't know for a fact that's thank you in sign language. That's my guess. So, yes, that would have been, you know, that would have been nice. He's also the same guy. I don't mean to, you know, that's our king here. But John's the one who told us that the Astros didn't want him at the throwing out the first pitch in the World Series in 22 because he wasn't around the – or was it 22 or – no, 21. In 21. In 21 because he wasn't around the team the whole year. So, like – and I think it was maybe Correa who – I don't know if it was Correa or who it was, but they weren't huge fans of him throwing out the first pitch. And he didn't end up throwing out the first pitch. So, that's not who – any other – like, I had Moses Malone – kind of crap on me when I was a kid one time. That sucked because I was a fan of Moses Malone. Carl Lewis, one of the nicest guys, really easy to deal with, Carl Lewis. Akeem Olajuwon, really nice to me when I brought him a sweet potato pecan pie when I was a waiter at Papado and I put MVP on the plate, even though he didn't win MVP that year. But I brought it out there and he said thank you and he was going to give me tickets to the Rockets, but I forgot to give him my name.
And see, those go a long way. Those little moments go a long way,
yeah.
Don't they?
Yeah, and then he wasn't. And then I saw him at a gas station when I was off a day on the radio, and I said, and I was in Sugar Land, and Akeem was there, and I said, "Oh, Akeem, I'm a huge fan. I also do a radio show. Can I?" Because I called it. I called into John. Like, I'm like, "Akeem is here. Akeem is here." So I tried to get him on the radio. I tried to pass him my phone.
Tried to book him from
at the gas station. Like, can I pass you my phone so you can talk to John Granato? No, I do not want to talk to John Granato.
Who is John? Oh. Why are you doing the accent? Stick with the tasty treats. Don't try to get Akeem on the phone.
Yeah, that did. He was a lot less receptive than when I was giving him the sweet potato pecan pie. By the way, he didn't eat one bite of it. But still,
we were at Padres spring training, and Soto gave Max the cold shoulder, and you know Max hadn't been the same since. But on the way home,
you never forget those moments when your favorite athlete or a prominent athlete gives you the forearm.
And you're never going to be a fan of him. No, never a fan. On the way home, we see Trent Grisham at Chick-fil-A. So Max, like, he's like, "Dad, I need the keys to the car. I need to go get my cards." So he goes and finds his Trent Grisham card, walks up to Trent Grisham at Chick-fil-A, you know, has a little conversation with him. So now, you know, now you're all in on Grisham, you know. But Soto, dead to him.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Those are the moments. And that's why I stop in the streets. Lance, you've been with me.
Yeah.
You know, we've been at restaurants together where, you know, I get hounded. And I take the time, you know.
Yeah.
I take the
time. And they say, "I know I've seen you. Like, were you in Hacks?" From
Hacks. No, it's not that. It's always the guy. It's like, and it's always in a moment where you can't get away. So it's always in a moment where, like, you're waiting for your luggage at the, like, at the bag carousel.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't go anywhere.
There's no moving.
You can't leave. And if you go to the other side of the carousel, it's just, now you're looking at each other. But it's typically not, "Do I recognize you from somewhere or from a show?" It's typically, "Hey, do you work for South Coast HVAC company by chance?" No, I don't. I don't work
for
South
Coast HVAC. Was it one of
your
characters? Did you work for an HVAC company?
Were you a hitman who worked there?
Yeah. Were you at the HVAC conference by chance? I work for – no, I didn't. No, I never.
So
I
they
never
don't recognize you then. But if they say things like –
they don't know from where. They just don't know.
Well, what if they
where.
Say, "Did you work in the aerospace program at any point?" Now – if you were you ever in the military? Now those are two things that could be you.
Well, see, I don't have a like Eric's never shunned me. He's been very nice, so it's not an athlete thing. But I'll never forgive him for rolling that car into the water when Rosie was in the trunk.
Yeah, you've talked about that.
I can never let it go. Never. I know. I'm aware. I can disassociate. I'm aware that's not real. But every time I see him, his face, I'm like, "You had Katie Finley in that trunk, and you rolled her into the car."
Yeah.
And rolled her into the water.
Like Peter Sarsgaard right now, I'm watching Presumed Innocent, and he's always such a smarmy bastard on TV. Like,
yeah, he is on that
he's
show.
He's a great, great – he is a great actor. I think he's a really good actor. Peter Sarsgaard also, if I could just punch that son of a bitch in the face, I just get so pissed off looking at him. Like, I can't differentiate. I just – and see sitting there smirking and acting like a little bitch to Jake Gyllenhaal. I'm actually mad right now.
What if Jake Gyllenhaal turns out to be the killer?
So
I still don't like Sarsgaard.
Okay,
I know you did this inadvertently, but that's like a show I haven't watched yet because it was like you know I was up for that role for a long time before Peter Sarsgaard.
Have you watched The Bear, Eric? Have you watched?
No, The Bear I love. But that one in particular went a long time, and I was pretty sure I was going to get it, and then all of a sudden Sarsgaard got it. And so you sang that right now.
Oh, no.
That one stings a little bit. But I am glad to know. Of course, he's good in it. I'm sure he is, you know? And it's like that. That's one of those where
I wouldn't have hated you as much. Like, you're smarmy, but you're not as hateable as him. Like, his face is always super smirky. I'm way smarter than you. Like,
yes.
There's, as soon as you found out he was reading, you had to have said, damn it, Sarsgaard.
No, it wasn't that I know, because I didn't even know until... You know, they were like, yeah, it looks good. It looks good. It looks good. It looks good. Again, it looks good. And then all of a sudden, they're like, hey, it's not going to go your way. And then like 2 days later in the trades, I was like, Peter Sarsgaard boards presumed innocent with Jake Gyllenhaal. I'm like, you son of a. But he's a lot older than me, too. A lot.
Oh, okay.
All right, 9:19 coming up here in just a second. We got Info Line. I don't know if you guys want to jump in. If we get enough calls right now on Info Line, we'll just start it coming up. I got to get Dell the music. 713-780-3776. We can help you. Any question that you have, any help that you need, no matter how trivial or how complicated it is, and it could be in the auto industry, it doesn't matter. You're going to find out that we have information for you that is going to help. 713-780-3776. You can jump in and be part of InfoLine, and even sports questions. We answer it with a certain level of calm and yet tremendous insight that you're only going to get right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 InfoLine. Right now, I am telling you about Maestro Nobel, because what goes good with InfoLine? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go into my office, and I'm going to pull out a bottle of Maestro Nobel, and I am going to, like a very proper gentleman, I'm going to sip on my Maestro Nobel while we perform InfoLine. Because if you are going to give people the information they need, the best thing that you can do is sip on tequila. Now, it also happens to be, if you're sipping Maestro Nobel, you're also going to make good decisions in your life. There are some bad decision tequilas out there. Maestro Nobel is a good decision tequila. It's smooth. It goes down great because the impurities are distilled out of it. It's great flavor profiles, and it's also an opportunity for you to have a sipping tequila that changes, that absolutely changes everything that you know about sipping tequilas. And it's that good. Wherever fine liquors are sold, I want you to take advantage of Maestro Nobel. If they don't have it, ask for it by name, Maestro Nobel. All right, quick 4 minutes, and then we're going to take a very quick break and come back with InfoLine, 713-780-3776. Some notes around the sports world. J.J. Redick was hired officially as a coach of the L.A. Lakers. I know you follow the Lakers living out there. I don't know if you follow them as closely. I'll start with you, Eric, as somebody who is a presumed Laker fan. What do you think of LeBron, his 6 years, his fourth coach in 6 years? Are you a fan? Like, where do you stand on LeBron as a Laker fan? Not just as a sports fan, but generally speaking as a Laker fan.
I'm not a fan of LeBron. I wasn't really a fan of LeBron when he got here, and I'm not particularly a fan of LeBron now. I respect LeBron, what he does. He's amazing. He's incredible. But as far as, like, you know, being the anchor of your team, no. I mean, it's just too much control, and I feel like he's got – I was a huge Kobe fan, And I just, to me, like, that Mamba mentality, as they say, just doesn't feel like LeBron has it. He's got too many hands in too many different places. And I think he's, you know, I don't think he's all in on the W.
Yeah. Why did Kobe fans, it feels like a lot of Kobe fans don't really, for some reason, it's like Kobe or LeBron, like they can't. I don't know. Maybe it's because LeBron is considered better than Kobe all time by a lot of people.
Probably.
I don't know. Yeah. But for some reason, I saw a lot of people. I don't know if you saw Kendrick Lamar had a pop-up, kind of a pop-out or whatever, where he had that concert in L.A., and it was packed. And he did his big song, They Not Like Us, and everyone.
Didn't DeMar DeRozan get on stage?
Yes, DeRozan, Russell Westbrook, all the West Coast guys, like gang members.
Guy.
He had Crip and a Crip member, a Blood member get on stage, guys from the West Coast. And LeBron was at the concert singing that song, which probably wasn't a great look since he's supposed to be a good friend of Drake's. But he also You know, like I noticed in the comment section, a lot of Laker fans just said he knew better than getting on that stage. He would have Russ would have ran him off the stage. And I don't know. I get the sense that there's nothing he can do to ever be Mr. Laker. Nothing.
I agree. I mean, he'll never match for Lakers Nation. He will never be Kobe. Certainly not Magic. Not even Shaq. I think those, you know, there's obviously the Lakers have a Mount Rushmore of players, and I don't think LeBron will ever be considered. He'll be considered a great Laker, but not to the level of what those guys are.
Are you a fan of
not even Anthony Davis if he stays for a long
time? Really? You don't think he'll be a fan of? I mean, you don't think he'll be considered at a higher level than Anthony Davis?
Well, here's the thing. I think Anthony Davis will probably be a Laker longer, even though I think they should blow the whole thing up. I think they should blow the whole thing up, build around Bronny James. No, I think they should blow the whole thing up. Look, the Greek Freak's going to be available. Go all in. Bring him over.
I hope he doesn't
rebuild.
Go. I hope he stays in Milwaukee. I'd love to see
That's just a little Houston Midwest, small market. Hate the Lakers, hate the Knicks.
I don't want it to just turn into, I've got to get to a coast. What are you doing on a coast, Giannis? Nothing. Nothing. You're not doing anything on a coast.
It's a little closer to Greece. You know, Greece is on the, you know, he probably lives on the coast in Greece. Need some of that fresh seafood.
You think he wants to be landlocked in Wisconsin for the rest of his life?
I mean, I wouldn't. Exactly. But you need to do what's for the fans who have backed you whole time.
So why are you – Aaron
Rodgers with
something?
The New Jersey.
Ugh.
Yeah, but he goes wherever he wants, whenever he wants. I actually like J.J. Redick taking this job. I think it's
I love it.
Almost an unwinnable situation for him. But I respect the fact that he's got a dream. He wants to do it. It gives me Mike Mayock vibes. Mayock said, what? I got a chance to go be a general manager. Instead of just talking about it, I want to be in the room where it happens. Okay, good. I'll go do it. He found out it's not very easy, and it did derail his career. J.J. Redick said, hey, I don't want to just talk about it. I want to be about it. I respect it. And, you're going to make a lot of money, and I think it's pretty cool. I think he knows basketball, and I think he's about to find out that you can know as much as you want, but when those politics get involved and dealing with player egos are involved, he did play the game. He knows that, but.
Well, I was going to say, Mark Mayock didn't play the game. I mean,
no. Well, Mike. Well, yeah, he was. I don't know if he played pro. He was Boston College safety. Not sure if Mayock was
Boston College safety to a head coach of the NFL is a little different.
Well, he was a general manager.
Sorry. Yeah. I also think that basketball, in particular, more than football, more than baseball, these guys who are this tight knit fraternity. And as you can see with LeBron and what you mentioned with the coaching staffs that are the coaches that he's run out, they have a different level of respect for the guys who played in the league with them at a high level. And so I think they approach JJ different than they would some guy who is 30 years older, who, they don't feel like is of their generation, didn't play with them. It was a different time, a different league. So I actually think that JJ is going to work.
Mike Mayock played for the Giants for a couple years.
He did. Okay.
He played 9 career NFL games.
Okay. So just clean up. Okay. He played a little bit. By the way, some people online think that you're mad at LeBron because you were supposed to be cast and Space Jam 2, and you just got beat out in that. So
let's go.
I know what it said. It sounds
look at the
like
roles
that.
And see who beat Eric Layden out.
See who beat him out, and see if there's
and maybe the house party remake that LeBron was a part of.
And by the
of.
Way, Jake Gyllenhaal, who's then presumed innocent, his sister is married to Peter Sarsgaard. You never had a chance, Eric.
Never had a chance.
They just strung you along. This is bullcrap.
Yep.
9:30.
My life.
When we don't make us sad. There's only 2 seconds to go. Coming up next, listen, channel that inner piece that you have. We're getting ready to do InfoLine. So you got to get to a place where InfoLine is ready, and we're going to help you through all of your issues. Any questions you have can be relationship-wise, can be maybe you just need to know how to, the best way. We've had the question, best way to approach a four-way stop when the lights are out. So it can be anything right here on InfoLine.
Tie a sailor knot.
tying a sailor knot. We've got that intel for you as well on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 InfoLine. Right now, I want to tell you about my friends over at Allstate Siding. Allstate Siding. These are four generations of family members who have been working there. They've been in business for decades. They have windows that are made here in Texas. Okay? They're not made in China that doesn't have to deal with the tornadoes, hail, storm, floods, unbelievable droughts that we have, the record temperatures. We get it all. We don't have all four seasons, but we have like all four natural disasters. And we have to have windows that are built to withstand that and sustain it. And windows that are going to keep your air conditioning in. Windows are going to make your home look better. And how about getting the right type of siding as well? If you want to get a complete siding job done because you've got wood on your house that's dilapidated, it looks ugly, it is a set it and forget it is what we're talking about. When you get the wood, when you get the planks from my good friends over at Allstate Windows and Siding, a complete siding job, number one, you're going to save a bunch of money. But number two, it is going to beautify your home. No more painting, no more repairs. You are done. And I think the same thing can be said for the windows as well. Once you get those new double pane, double strength windows, you're going to be in awesome shape and start to save real money on your energy bills as well. Go to AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com and let's get you a pricing on your windows or your siding, whatever it needs to be done. We'll get you the estimate there. It's AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com. Welcome in to ESPN 97.5, 92.5 InfoLine. It's time to give you the information that you need, whether it be relationship advice, food advice, acting, sports, frankly, anything. You ask, we answer here on InfoLine 97.5. First off, I've got a question for you, Eric, and see if you can answer this for people. Mm-hmm. If your father was going to do 10 years in prison, or you could do 1 year in prison in his place, what would you do?
Well, this is easy, Lance. I would immediately shave my head. I would get a neck tattoo.
Okay.
I would start a 6-week cycle of steroids, and I would head into the pen.
So you would do that for your father. Is there a mode of, what's your favorite item to use as a shank in prison? What do you like to create a shank out of if you had to?
Probably the bill of a swordfish if I could get it.
Okay, yeah, that's very specific in prison. But we'll see if swordfish gills make it into the you could use your prison wallet.
Very strong.
I think that's my answer would be comb. Comb.
I think
the plastic comb is the best way to make your prison shank. Let's get calls in here to InfoLine, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Let's start off with my namesake. It's Lance. Hi, Lance. You're on InfoLine, 97.5.
Hey, Lance. So I haven't seen my family in 3 years. I'm a transgender man, so how do I break it to him? Thank you.
Okay. What did he say there, Dell? Yeah, I caught the...
He started off with he hadn't seen his family in 3 years, and he dropped...
Did he say trans?
He says he's a transgender man.
Okay. Oh. Well, I think the best way to do that is just say, hey, remember me, and if you have already transitioned. It doesn't sound like you've taken estrogen necessarily. It sounds like you're still, maybe it's just clothing. I would just say, remember me, and maybe just go grab a baseball and start playing catch with your son and just say, look, remember me? I'm the one who throws three-quarter arm action. And then he'll recognize, oh, that's right. You are my former dad.
Well,
and I guess now my other mom.
Lance, I have a question.
Yeah.
If he is a transgender man,
yeah, right.
Doesn't that imply he's transitioning from male to female?
Yeah, which is actually why.
Oh, yeah.
I think that
that's a trans woman
or female to male. Which one is?
No. This sounds like he's transitioning male to female.
Yeah, he misspoke.
I think I would probably cue up the Buffalo Bill mangina scene, sit down for family movie night, and just kind of see how the family reacts.
Okay.
I think that gives a good idea. Kind of just soft toss it out there.
Yeah.
And if they react favorably, then maybe after movie night's done, we have that discussion.
Eric, using the tried and true, a picture's worth a thousand words.
I like the phrase, it's an interesting phrase. Also, I'm not sure that the Q Lazarus song is associated with anything other than a man going with a full tuck. 938 here on InfoLine, 713-780-3776. Let's get Steven in here. If you guys would like your questions answered on InfoLine, feel free to tweet, or you can always call the show and we'll help you out on InfoLine ESPN 97.5. What's up, Steven? How are we doing?
Hey there. I wanted to get your thoughts. There was a photo or a video of a man walking through the storm surge in Galveston with no shirt, but he had a case of Coors Lights over his shoulder. And I wanted to get your opinion. Is this a true man of the people to do something like that?
Eric,
do we know if John is in Galveston?
Oh, you don't have to yell, Eric. We're trying to keep it quiet here. Yeah. John has not been in Galveston. John was also not here in the studios when January 6th happened. So a lot of times John is not in places that we think he's going to be in, and then it leads to other questions. I think carrying a case of beer in a tropical storm does make you a man of the people. And is it something John would do? Yeah. Is he a man of the people? No, absolutely not. But would he carry a case of beer? Yes, and I feel like that's completely acceptable. You can carry dog, child, and case of beer. Those are the three priorities.
And venison.
Yeah, frozen venison. Yes.
No, not frozen. Just raw, so you could take it and barbecue it up.
And barbecue it now, venison is the other one.
Do you kill the deer yourself?
Well, I mean, certainly you could. I know how to field dress a deer. If I needed to do it in a tropical storm, certainly I could do that.
Let's get these names up here for our callers, and we'll get right to you on InfoLine. We've got one from online that says, what's the best environment and situation for proposing a nacho night? And of course, nachos are a euphemism for intercourse.
Sure.
I think that when trying to propose a nacho night, also known as intercourse, I think the best environment to do that is going to be after something positive, maybe after you've done something nice like unload a dishwasher or if you have kids, take your kids somewhere. If you are not married with children, you really should not have to be proposing anything like this.
That was my question. Yeah. As a non-married man whose life is still ahead of him and hasn't ruined it with kids or marriage, would a proposal suggest that you are in the wrong space?
I'd say so, yeah. I think
I would say so, yeah.
And it might be time for you to get rid of that person.
Mm-hmm.
If you're already having to negotiate nachos and you're single, it's probably moved on past the point of no return.
If you need a PowerPoint for a hot tour, then it's probably not the right person for you.
Now,
if you are married and you do have kids, a well-timed GIF, you know, maybe of nachos.
Yeah.
During some quiet time.
I think that would do that. And in terms of the situation for proposing it, any situation is good if you're married with kids. You take your shot, shoot or shoot. You can't score if you don't shoot. Let's get Larry here on InfoLine 97.5. Larry, how are we doing?
Hey, Larry.
Hi. I've always wondered, when actors do voice work on Pixar or other animated films, do they get paid the same as if they're in a live action movie, like Tom Hanks doing Polar Express or whatever? Do they get paid the same, or is it because they're not seen on screen, it's just their voice?
Oh, yeah. Eric, how do we handle things like that, where you don't see the face, but you hear the voice, and the voice drives the elements beyond the animation? What's a pay scale like, or have you ever been beaten out of a role for a voice job?
Wow, you're just twisting the comb shank today, aren't you?
I am.
Well, it depends. So if you're Tom Hanks, then you probably get paid pretty handsomely for something like Polar Express. Also, they are using his likeness in Polar Express. He looks like Tom Hanks. If you are doing a voiceover, though, so for instance, I played a monster or multiple characters in a Scooby-Doo film, you do not get paid the same as if you are in a live-action film. The pay scale is different. What they call scale, which is the base rate, is different. It also typically does not take as long. I don't have to go through hair and makeup. I just go into a soundstage or a studio. And
if you were actually hired for that. Right. Well,
if I was actually
employable, yes.
Yeah, if you were employable.
If I was employable. Right.
I have a question along those lines.
Yeah.
Is animation the brown paper bag for ugly actors?
Not anymore. Now you're talking about the people who do animation on a regular basis, and that's their main form.
Yeah, of course, those are going to be butter faces. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, those are well in the industry we call them radio personalities.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. Sure.
You know. So, you know, today's an easy day for me. I don't have to go through hair and makeup. You know, and I'm kind of feel like I'm a man of the people here.
You are. Longhorn Dimitri wants to know, if you meet a girl that says, how do you respond?
Gesundheit?
No, I don't think it's that kind. It's not a, I didn't, I, sorry, I'm sorry. I made it sound like a sneeze. It's more like this.
Yeah.
It's a spitting motion downward toward the groin action.
Mm. Oh.
I think you respond with favor. And to me, if you meet a girl like that, you simply, I'd be cautious. I think you have to be cautious and yet cautiously optimistic is the way that I would phrase that.
I believe optimism is the first emotion, but you always have to be concerned with her willingness to with others.
Yeah, I think if she's doing that right off the bat, there's a question about,
You may not be the only tool she's
doing. No, I don't think you're the only tool.
No, there's probably a good chance that you are not. You know, she might have an OnlyFans about that.
She could. 713-780-3776. It's InfoLine, as we help you answer the difficult questions. Eric, which crime boss had an expansive vocabulary other than Boyd? I don't even know who Boyd was. Who's Boyd?
Crowder? Are we talking about Boyd Crowder?
Oh, are we?
Probably so, yeah. What show is this?
That was Justified.
Justified.
You got the role in that one.
Yeah, Justified. I'm not sure I understand the question.
I don't either, so we'll just skip it. We had someone ask me, what is it like to have so many body bags, so many people's careers on radio, Lance?
That's an interesting turn of events.
So there's a... look, I think that there is a misunderstanding that I have cost people their jobs who work with me like I'm a human jinx or worse. And I think that when you really look at the scale of what's happened with people who work with me, typically they move on and get better jobs. And I think that it's always a learning experience. LeBron James is often cited as someone who has body bagged many coaches as well, and yet they didn't help him perform to the best of his ability. And so that's the nature of our democratic society and a capitalistic society. It's called a meritocracy. You might want to look into it.
No one has to ask what word salad is. We just heard it.
Yeah. Word salads are just as delicious and just as nutritious as the regular salads. Okay? 713-780-3776. Let me throw a question in here. Have you ever had a role where you had to kill someone, maybe drown them in a trunk like you did one time, where you actually thought, and have you ever had a co-host where you thought, I would like to drown them in an actual trunk?
Are
in
you
real
asking
life?
Eric or me?
Either.
I would say drowning co-hosts in a trunk is an emotion I never get away from.
Okay.
It's a constant thing.
You just don't want to act on it.
Much like the Hulk when they say, get angry. The secret is, I'm always angry. I'm always looking to drown someone in the trunk.
Eric, when you play your roles, I think if you're a young actor were to say, you know, we've heard a lot about Daniel Day-Lewis and staying in character the entire time. When you are an a-hole like Scott Anderson, the LA Times reporter in Bosch, do you just run around acting like a total a-hole the entire time and being a creepy little squirt the entire time?
Lower the tone.
Okay, sorry. I'm getting a little pissed off. Do you find yourself acting just like that person, or do you simply say, you know, this is a role, I can turn it off and I can turn it on whenever I need to? Or do you go into full, you know, did you believe you were an astronaut at one point?
You know, Lance, calling me an a-hole, you know, it's tomato, tomato, much like Daniel Day-Lewis, you have to justify the way that you're acting as an actor, right? Your character's actions, you have to justify them. And even if that means killing someone, Rosie needed to be killed for the greater good.
Right.
I truly believe that.
Sure.
And so, you know, when you're playing, you know, when you're playing someone who has to kill someone or hate someone, much like you have to find something about them that you truly hate.
Right.
And it can be something as specific as the way they chew their food. It could be the way their Adam's apple moves up and down when they speak. Something you hate so much that you're willing to kill them over.
Right.
Just like if you play a character that is in love with somebody and, you know, let's say, Lance, you and I had a love scene in a movie.
Sure.
Yeah. I would have to
call
find
Heath Ledger.
Something. I would have
you
to
couldn't
find
call him.
Something.
He's dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
That's... You get the Jake role.
Okay,
you mean call? Right. Oh, you want to be the Heath Ledger?
I don't want to, but if we had,
you
to
know,
choose,
if I had had the if I have the Jake Gyllenhaal role, I'd probably be a better chance. I'm in Presumed Innocence right now.
That's true.
But yeah, you have to find something you love, and I would find something about you I love. And I would really just dig into
this
is all getting so very uncomfortable here on InfoLine.
Well, and this happens sometimes.
So you need to find things. So you need to find what makes someone killable. If you're playing that role.
Or lovable.
Or
if
lovable.
You're playing that role, you know,
or
lovable. And it might be a scent. You know, I might have you wear my wife's cologne during a scene, my wife's perfume, so that when I, you know, when we go that way, I can, it will bring me back. That's just, we call that sense memory work.
Mm-hmm.
We
learned a new tone.
Lance, after taunting Eric for an entire show, do you regret it now, considering what he's doing?
There are levels of regrets, but typically I always look forward. If you look back, and this is one of the things that I tell people on InfoLine, when you look back, you're going to miss what's right in front of you, and you'll crash into maybe a car with paper plates, and so you're screwed anyway.
Which is why you need to live in the moment and kind of just, like, what are you, you know, this is an emotional part of the show, and I feel like this is a time where we can really open up and just be vulnerable, which I think that, you know, I as an actor can do quite easily, but you tend to have trouble with. And so I want you to take a minute and just not try to, defend with humor, but really think about what that would be like if you and I did have a scene like that.
Well,
and
I just, you know.
And you had to just kind of take a big, deep breath and settle into it.
Yeah. I'm not looking to take big, deep breaths, to be honest with you.
But would you wear his wife's scent?
There's other questions that have come to mind here. Like someone brings up online, they say they hate Adam's apples. Is the Adam's apple a sign of, I don't know. It's kind of creepy to me as well. And unfortunately, it's not their fault. And I don't like to body shame, but I feel like a big giant Adam's apple like Adam Driver has is really disconcerting. But that's not information. I'm not giving anyone advice. But if you are a big Adam's apple person, maybe don't tilt your head back so much so that we see that thing just moving up and down all the time.
Well,
and creeping
you're giving opinions. Can you answer this question?
Yeah.
Is the Proper Gentleman of Sports one of the worst names for a radio show?
Sure.
Or does that go to the Killer Bees?
Well, it's not Proper Gentleman of Sports because that was a great name, because I invented that name, and it really tells you, it gives you a chance to use that for branding purposes as well, for spirits and bourbon. It helps if your co-host actually drinks or gambles or...
That would have been... That was a problem.
Does kind of dude things like that, but... Proper Gentleman of Sports was an excellent name, so that would have to go to the Killer Bees.
Oh, Killer Bees, worse.
And InfoLine doesn't believe that Killer Bees is a bad name. It's just a literally stealing an Astros era.
Well,
so I think when you talk about the best and worst names for shows, I would say Proper Gentleman of Sports is not on the worst of list.
That tends to happen when you have an outsider naming shows.
Del, do you find, I'm just going to have to ask you this one, when you're having relations with an older woman that may or may not have a grandchild, do you find that they are...
Rather specific?
Yeah. Do you find that they are more difficult or less difficult to get out of your house and out of your life?
Who says they would be in my house?
Well, do you find it easier to get out of their house, or are they looking...
Well,
you know,
if I ran away, they certainly couldn't catch me.
Here's another question. Mm-hmm. What is the hard candy of treat that some of these women give you? Is Werther's still a candy of choice, or is that really more of a stereotypical old people candy?
I think you have to realize older women have become more modern.
Mm-hmm. And it's more of a peppermint patty.
Once again, stereotypes. They older women as a treat. Whoa,
whoa.
As a treat.
Whoa, whoa! You're getting a little loud.
You're right. Let me calm it down. Older women as a treat. More of a thank you, I would say. Decide they have drifted towards Sour Patch Kids.
Mm.
Particularly the watermelon.
Very creepy.
Oh, that also has a little undertone.
Well, yeah. LZ should reconsider his Kevin Spacey meetup. He could end up like a folded lawn chair. I don't really... here on InfoLine, what we're going to do is stay away from people who have been accused of sexual assault and maybe just gear towards going to a place that has fewer people who have had alleged sexual assaults and law firm and lawsuits against them. That's something I tend to recommend.
Here's a question. Next time Eric joins us, will he be an active actor?
Ooh, that would be nice. That would be nice. I would like that.
And InfoLine did have a very specific question for you. Have you had a role since you came and played taps on the Astros?
Now that I think about it, no, I haven't. So maybe the Astros played taps on my career. That's who we're getting
at. Are we suggesting?
Well, they did on Jose Abreu also.
Are we suggesting you point one finger, three are pointing back at you?
Yeah, that sounds like the famous point one finger.
Sounds like it.
More and even more pointing back at you. Well, that's InfoLine. Hopefully you guys learned a little something and you loved a little something here on InfoLine. It went from the emotions span the gamut. It went from killing to loving. To wearing someone's scent in a complete 180 that was unexpected, but that's what happens here on InfoLine, ESPN 97.5.
Are we saying goodbye? Because the show's over.
Yes, the show is officially over here.
The show has officially jumped the shark.
Yeah, so I did have some good news of the weird, like people bringing smoke canisters and hand grenades on. I had a porn star who's upset because men are trying to use her. She's an OnlyFans star, and men are trying to use her for her money, like make her a sugar mama, and she's just so disgusted by this. Like, join the club. I've got AI sex dolls from China. I mean, there was so much to get into, but we just had to get going on InfoLine and get that out of the way.
Dale, do you have a side piece that's a grandma?
Oh, yeah. He's known as a
grand.
I wouldn't call it a side piece.
A granny popper.
It's maybe a situationship. We call it that.
Oh, okay. All right. Not just a gill.
I wouldn't call myself a granny popper. That seems crude. I would say we have a good time.
Okay, well,
I have a good time, Liesl.
You have a good time. You have no idea about her.
Granny drainer.
Yeah, I don't. Oh, well, wouldn't she be? Never mind.
there you go. Lean into it.
Well,
lean into it.
I mean, we don't really talk, Eric. It's a
right. Of course not.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll be honest with you, Eric. We don't know if Dell's telling the truth. Like, he's leaned into this bit so hard that we don't even know. Like, he plays it from an acting standpoint. He's in the bit at all times. He is the Daniel Day-Lewis of the show, and we never know. He always acts like he's surly or acts like he's not our friend. He stays on the spit.
That's not an act.
There he is. I mean,
that's real.
There it is.
I do think you have decided to turn my proclivities into some weird kink when I think there are more people like me out there. In fact, we've got a meeting at Nick's tomorrow to discuss it.
Of course you have. Of course there is. Just look at the...
You mean your like group of people? Your group of people, or you in this guild?
We meet. Gilts. No. It's a group. We meet up and tell stories.
You know how you have Screen Actors Guilds? Dell just has a programmer. Yeah, he has producers guild.
Yeah. Well, it's not just.
And how do you guys meet each other on Reddit? And that's when you form a little spot to meet.
That's where it began.
How do you deal with creepy skin?
I started a subreddit.
Yeah, he's got a subreddit where they answer things like, how do you deal with crepey skin?
Coconut oil.
Do you not look at the hard, crusted out toenails? Things like that.
Well,
I got it.
Do you make her wear socks?
If you're dealing with a woman of that stature, then you're doing the wrong things.
Yeah.
Why would you be with a woman who doesn't treat herself well?
It's kind of like an InfoLine.
That's
like,
right.
You are assuming that the women that grace my life are like that. You're wrong. I don't run into any crusty, nailed older women.
Crusty.
I know that's your stereotype, but that's not how it is out there.
What about those old hammer toes that they've worn shoes way too tight for years? We've all seen those women. Their toes are just a mess.
Once again.
They're going in different directions.
Once again.
they have those band-aids that are like donuts that they stick on the side.
Yes.
Once again, you need to increase the quality of the women you think I'm hanging out with.
Does anyone wear orthotic shoes in bed instead of high heels? Have you gone from glass high heels to orthotic shoes?
What did I go from strippers to older women? What do you mean glass high heels?
You live out in stripper capital.
I know I don't. League City's a stripper capital?
In my opinion.
Like when you guys walk to dinner, do y'all wear UFOs?
You keep talking about things that don't. We don't leave the house. If I order in, that's when we eat. But usually I'm out the door.
Did you have to buy the tennis balls and split them and put them on the walker, or did they come like that?
Once again, it's mostly, hey, the door's unlocked, walk in. There's not a lot of real life interactions.
Do the dentures come out before, or do they stay in?
I want to know how many questions you think you can ask before I'll get stumped. What's your next question?
How often when you go over there do you have to fix some sort of IT thing before you like rewire the internet?
That's what her grandson's for. The grandson does that, and then the grandson does his work, and I do my work.
What if the grandson's in prison? Then you get stuck on IT work.
Then she calls her son over.
Show me how to save this attachment.
I'm not an IT guy.
I recorded this on something called a cloud, but I can't get to it.
So how
do I delete my cloud?
You guys continue to think I'm devoting lots and lots of time. It's 20 minutes of work. That's all.
Okay, that's fine. We just had a lot of questions.
You should ask them earlier.
Sure, we got them off during.
Because now you're running into my show where real sports talk happens.
We gotta go. This is where Dell saves all his regular topics. All right, we'll see you, Eric. Later.
Thanks, Eric.
That's going to do it. You guys have a great weekend. We'll see. Keep it right here for the Mopey and Mabe show, and we will be back on Monday. The entire show, at least we think. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.